from the smallest termites weighing less than 1 gram to the gigantic elephants stepping in at 5,000 kilograms, the most magnificent of animals can thrive on a completely plant-based vegan diet. Their diet range is broad, consuming foods in the form of fruits, vegetation, seeds, and tree nuts grown in nature's best fertilizers, sunshine, soil, and water. Living in accordance with nature, these marvelous herbivores inhabit the virgin forests, native plains, deserts, rivers, and oceans of this magnificent planet which we're privileged to share. Each having a vital role in balancing the ecology, they act as Earth's guardian angels, contributing naturally and sometimes silently to life's great symphony. Supreme Master Qinghai has stated how animals telepathically communicated with her that if they had a choice, they would be vegetarian. In a video conference with our association members in London, United Kingdom on June 13, 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai explained how the noble qualities of animals naturally lead them to a plant-based diet.
Meat eating is not fit for anyone. Not even animals, but sometimes they don't have choice, they have to do it. You know, even some of the birds, they're supposed to eat some other smaller insect or something, or smaller fish or smaller bird. When I feed them vegetarian, they don't go there to eat fish or other animal. They continue to come to my house to eat vegetarian. Even my dogs, they refuse meat. They don't eat meat anymore. After they've been with me and vegetarian, they know vegetarian is good, they don't eat meat.
Delightful viewers, today we will continue with our series on the diverse family of herbivore inhabitants, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Let's now meet one of the last largest mammals to be discovered in Africa, the okapi. The okapi's name originates from the indigenous African Wambati word of oapi, and more previously had been called the ati. It wasn't until 1890 that these marvelous, elusive animals first came to the attention of the Western world by US explorer and author Henry Stanley's reports, covering his fascinating journeys into the depth of Africa. Interestingly, however, ancient carved images of okapi have been discovered in Egypt that possibly date back 2,500 years ago. At the end of the 18th century, when the news of this mysterious dark brown animal resembling a donkey with zebra-like striped legs arrived at the ears of naturalist and then the British governor to Uganda, Sir Harry Johnson, he voyaged to the Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa in hopes to learn more about this peaceful animal of noble veggie lineage. But look again closely, what do you think it is? Under first investigation, okapis were thought to have come from the horse family, but upon closer examination of the evidence, it was discovered that they were really forest giraffes and not a kind of horse at all. The existence of okapi, officially named the Okapaya johnstoni, was made known to the scientific community of the Western world in the year 1901. The okapi is a mammal found native to the dense rainforest of the Ituri, located in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Central Africa. The most distinguished feature of these beautiful vegan animals is perhaps their unique appearance. With striking horizontal white and black stripes on their front and back legs, the okapi is easily mistaken as a zebra, especially from a long distance. However, okapi is the only living relative of the giraffe. If you take a good look at their heads, you'll surely notice the resemblance. although their necks are much shorter, they have a similar body shape. The most giraffe-like feature of the okapi is their large upright ears and sticky, long, blue-gray tongue, which is used for plucking buds, leaves, and branches from the bushes, as well as for grooming. In fact, their tongues are so long that they can use it to wash their eyelids and clean their ears inside out. In addition, both giraffe and okapi walk in a similar gait, in which both of their front and hind legs on the same side of the body move simultaneously rather than moving alternating legs on either side like other ungulates. The average length of an okapi is about 2.5 meters, and average height at the shoulders is about 1.5 meters. They have tails 30 to 42 centimeters in length that end in a tuft. Females are usually slightly redder in color and taller than the males. An okapi weighs anywhere from 200 to 250 kilograms. The males have 2 to 5 short skin covered horns called ossicorns on their forehead, not exceeding 15 centimeters, and females only have small knobs. Their necks are thick and their hooves are cloven. The plush, velvety, dark purplish, reddish or blackish brown fur of the okapi is oily so it can repel water to keep them dry on rainy days. Now you may wonder why okapis have striped markings on their legs and haunches. Actually, this gives them great camouflage when standing in the partial sunlight that filters through the rainforest. The stripes may be useful to the young okapis as they follow their mothers through the dense forests and may also help the adult okapi to find each other. Female okapis travel about 0.5 miles every day in search of food, while the males, because their ranges are larger, wander about 2.5 miles per day in their territory. The chivalrous males will gladly share food in their home range with female visitors. They are vegan browsers, eating 18 to 29.5 kilograms of buds, ferns, fruits, grasses, leaves, and seeds a day. But their favorite food is young forest plant shoots. Incredibly, many of the plant species they eat are poisonous to humans. With the use of their very flexible neck and their long tongue, the okapi can reach branches up to about 3 meters above the ground, and with their lobed canine teeth, they are able to strip the leaves from the trees. Their mineral needs are met by eating a sulfurous clay found along the riverbanks. Okapis are ruminants like cows and giraffes. They usually dine during the day, but have been observed eating at night as well. Okapis are not very social animals, preferring to live alone in large secluded areas at altitudes of 500 meters to 1,000 meters. They travel within their own designated area of several kilometers that overlap with other okapi territories. They will come together during dating season or when mama okapi is taking care of the young calf. They like large forest clearings and bush areas where water is close by and areas of the forest where the growth is thick and lush. To designate their sleeping and resting quarters, okapis mark their territories by spraying bushes with their urine and leaving behind a tar-like substance secreted by a gland between their hooves. These are also some of the ways that they communicate with fellow okapi. Although it can be any time, okapi dating season is usually in May and June, so that baby calves can be born in the rainy season, when there are plenty of new plant shoots for the mother and baby to eat. The female, who is usually of few words, will become more vocal to signal she is ready for courtship. The male okapi, in turn, garners the lady okapi's attention by curling his lips and tossing his head to the side to display his white throat. A couple will display their affection by sniffing, circling, and licking one another. Female okapis have babies once every 2 to 3 years. Pregnancy usually lasts 14 to 16 months long. When the mother is ready to deliver the calf, she goes deep into the forest and gives birth to one single offspring. The newborn will have identical color pattern to the parents and have a cute short fringe of hair along the spine. These amazing okapi babies can stand up on their own within 30 minutes after birth. Newborn okapis weigh about 16 to 20 kilograms and will generally start nursing for the first time within an hour of emerging into the world. For the first day or two, the baby spends his time following mummy around and exploring the environment. In the wild, the loving okapi mothers are very protective of their calves. They will conceal their young in a safe spot in the deep forest and return regularly to feed them. For the next 2 months, calves will spend over 80% of their time in the nest bathing in their mother's tender care. One remarkable characteristic about okapi babies is that they may not produce droppings until they are at least 1 to 2 months old. This helps keep unwanted visitors from sniffing out their whereabouts until they have had a chance to become much bigger and stronger. The gentle calf begins to graze at 6 weeks and will nurse on mama's milk for 6 months. Even though they become independent at 9 to 10 months, most babies stay with their mothers for another 2 or 3 years. On a pure plant-based diet, okapi babies will triple in size in just 2 months and will reach full adult size at 3 years of age. Okapis live healthy lives of around 30 years. With their simple and healthy raw vegan lifestyle, okapis have plenty of energy all day long. Scientists have found that these herbivores need only 5 minutes of sleep in a 24-hour period to remain active and alert. Okapis are basically very peaceful, living in their own preferred space. They are vigilant animals and use their big upright ears and highly developed hearing to protect themselves. With their auditory sensitivity and 2 pairs of swift legs, the elusive okapis are hard to spot in the wild. It is no easy task for humans to travel in their territory, thus making it quite challenging to study them and know how many do actually exist. Researchers estimate that there are currently about 25,000 okapis in the wild, living across the luscious forests of Africa. Although okapis are not classified as endangered, habitat loss and poaching do threaten their existence. Fortunately, in 1952, 1/5 of okapi habitat in Africa's Ituri forest was set aside as a wildlife reserve. The okapi wildlife reserve, with support from conservation organizations and the local people, continues to protect and to support study of this rare and unique forest dweller. Today, we are delighted to meet the wonderful and mysterious okapi of the forest, who was once known by the ancients as the unicorn of Congo. While these pure-hearted vegans stroll in the lush African rainforests, relishing their favorite greens, they are at the same time quietly helping our ecosystem, giving back to this glorious land of creation. Endearing viewers, thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll see you again next Thursday to meet more brilliant wildlife from our Earth's large veggie family. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be those who treasure all lives that beautify our verdant world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.